If you wanted to say Sarah plays, this verb gets converted by adding the suffix
it
onto the end. So,
meshachek
becomes
meshacheket.
Repeat. He plays.
Meshachek.
She plays.
Meshacheket.
Now try both together. He plays. She plays.
Meshachek. Meshacheket.
They play would be
meshachakim.
Again.
Meshachakim. Meshachakim.
Try saying, Sarah is playing with the ball.
Sarah meshachaket im akadur. Sarah meshachaket im akadur.
How did you say Adam and Sarah look for?
Adam v'Sarah mechapsim.
How would you say Adam and Sarah play with the ball?
Adam v'Sarah meshachakim im hakadur. Adam v'Sarah meshachakim im hakadur.
What was the word for in the outside or outside?
Bachutz.
Now say, Adam is playing outside.
Adam meshachek bachutz. Adam meshachek bachutz.
Sarah is playing outside.
Sarah meshacheket bachutz. Sarah meshacheket bachutz.
Instead of saying inside, you can also say in the house. The prefix
ba
means in the. So instead of saying the house,
habayit,
you can say in the house.
Babayit.
Now say Adam is playing in the house.
Adam meshachek babayit. Adam meshachek babayit.
Sarah is playing in the house.
Sarah meshachiket babayit. Sarah meshachiket babayit.
Now listen to the title in the first three lines of story number one.
Adam v'Sarah mechapsim et hakadur ha'adom. Adam v'Sarah chaverim tovim. Adam ohev leshachek im hakadur hagadol ha'adom shelo. Sarah meshachaket bachutz.
Many times, Hebrew has patterns that you can guess. When we changed
chaver
to
chavera
and
tov
to
tova,
we added the a sound on the end to make a masculine word a feminine word.
Sheli
means mine.
Shelo
means his. Can you make a guess how you would say her in Hebrew?
Shela. Shela.
How would you say her male friend or her boyfriend?
Hachaver shela. Hachaver shela.
How would you say her ball?
Hakadur shela. Hakadur shela.
Her house?
Habayit shela.
My house?
Habayit sheli.
My red house.
Habayit ha'adom sheli. Habayit ha'adom sheli.
The Hebrew infinitive to see is
lirot. Lirot.
This is an irregular verb in Hebrew, but it is used frequently in everyday language. He sees is
roe.
Repeat.
Roe.
That starts with the letter resh.
Roe. Roe.
She sees is
ro'a.
Repeat.
Ro'a. Ro'a. Ro'a.
In story number one, we're going to be using two words, to see and to look. And Avi's going to explain the three levels of seeing in Hebrew.
The three levels of seeing in Hebrew. The first level is to see something, is to see something in general, shape, maybe colors, maybe small details, large details. But when you look at that in more detail, that means you're looking. That means the two words are respectively are lirot veleistakel. If you want to look for more details, a thorough, deep looking is lehabit. Lehabit. I see you, ani roe otcha. I look at you, ani mistakel alecha. Ani mebit becha. That means I'm looking more profoundly.